Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Stone Payton here with Atlanta Business Radio. I have in the studio with me our fearless producer and I think co-host today, Ryan Redhawk McPherson. How you doing, buddy?
I am good. How are you today?
I am doing well. Visibly absent is our buddy Lee Cantry's down at the Pro Bowl, I think.
He is. He's probably dancing in the end zone.
But that's all right. I think we can pull this one off without him. We have a guest who has been with us more than a few times and really anxious to catch up with her work. Please join me in welcoming back to the Business Radio X microphone, President and CEO with Now Corp, Ms. Laura Hodgson. How are you?
I'm great. How are you? Happy New Year.
Well, Happy New Year to you. I've been so anxious to get caught up with you because I know you and your team are doing some great work. You're breaking some new ground. You got a lot to say and a lot to do. So let's dive in. Get us caught up.
Catch up. Wow. You know, each day I feel like I need to catch up. We've been growing 2x a year for 4 years now. So, which is fun, exciting, scary all at the same time, which anyone that runs a small business would understand. But, you know, I think it's exciting more than anything, not necessarily because of just what we're doing, but the impact we're having. And I always say your passion should be in the so what that you do, not the what. I mean, everyone used to tell me I had to be passionate about what I do, and I totally disagree. I am passionate about the so what that I do, which is the impact that we have on small businesses. So, you know, as we came out of 2016, just listening to our clients talk about how they had tripled their revenue in less than a year, they had hired more people. In fact, just in the state of Georgia alone, our small business clients have created or retained over 3,000 jobs in the last 2.5 to 3 years. It's crazy.
The economic development people must love you here in town.
They
know what you're up to, I'm sure.
You know, it's funny. We, with the exception of coming on these shows, we've been pretty stealth for the last few years. And, you know, not because we, you know, we're trying to create any type of mystery, but really just wanted to make sure we were scaling the business at the right pace so that we could always over deliver to our clients. And so it's just now that we're sort of broadening our message and starting to get the story out there about what we're doing and the impact we're having. But it is just, you know, I tell people I have the greatest job on the planet because I wake up every day and I meet small business owners that do just the darndest things. I mean, things you wouldn't even think about. And they're the heroes of our economy. I mean, they're the ones that are hiring people and creating jobs and, you know, helping Georgia continue to grow, which we've led the country in the last several years for small business job growth. So happy to just be a part of that.
Well, in just a moment, I'd like to dive into some of the particulars around managing 2x annual growth. But before we do,
I think it manages me sometimes. I'd love to talk about
there,
that too.
Absolutely. Let's give our listeners a little bit of a primer in case they haven't tapped into one of our earlier conversations about Now Corp and kind of what you guys are out there doing for folks.
Yeah. So at Now Account, we are changing the way businesses get paid. And that's a pretty popular topic. I mean, it turns out if you deliver a good or service, you'd kind of like to get paid. And we're doing that by allowing businesses that sell to other businesses and governments the ability to get paid immediately in a way that feels like taking a credit card, even when their customer doesn't offer one. And so you might sort of scratch your head and say, what does that feel like? You know, Now Account really grew out of my experience in my last company. And I had a children's product company that I had designed a product and patented it. And what we discovered is that as we were growing and selling our product into larger and larger distribution centers and wholesalers and retailers, it just simply took forever to get paid. And I had, I mean, I guess I sort of knew that. I mean, I knew that people wanted invoices and net 30 terms. And, you know, I just thought that actually meant you got paid in 30 days. And silly me, I know.
You paid your bills in 30 days, right?
Well, I tried. And, you know, that's right. where the rubber hit the road when I would have to go to my supplier and say, I need to order more materials. And they would say, well, Laura, you haven't paid us yet. Well, of course not. I haven't been paid either. And I didn't realize everyone else had the same problem I did.
Yeah.
But it turns out that small businesses in this country, as you and I are talking today, are holding over $1.2 trillion, with a T, dollars of what's called trade credit, which is you've sent an invoice to your customer and you're just waiting to get paid. So I always like to say an invoice is a loan. You have made a loan to your customer. Now, you don't think of it that way, because right. I don't know about you, but I didn't start my business to be a banker. but that's really what happens. And that's what slows down. More businesses grow out of business than go out of business. And so very successful business people with fantastic products that the market loves fail, not because the product was bad, not because they didn't know how to run their business, but because their customers simply just took too long to pay. And when I was going through that challenge, the only solution that existed out there was to go out and either borrow money, you know, for me to go get a loan so that I could turn around and wait the 60 days to get paid, or for me to go do things like factoring and receivables finance. And, you know, I just couldn't sleep at night with those options because...
Yeah, so those two options, a little education for me would be helpful, because my instinct, and this is not based on any actual information, is that it's you're paying a really high price or giving up a lot with those two. It's almost Absolutely. Like having a high interest credit card. Is that
it? Is it okay. is? And you know, I guess when I was sitting there making the decision, I kept thinking to myself, so I should either go borrow money so that I can lend it to my customer for free, which didn't make a whole lot of sense to me, or I could go do these other things like receivables finance and factoring, which at the end of the day are just so expensive. There's no way to grow that way. I mean, it's sort of putting a Band-Aid on a short-term problem, but it's creating a bigger problem, which is I now have a bunch of debt
at a high
interest rate, and my margins can't cover that. So my big aha moment was when my business partner, John Hayes, and I sat down and I said, you know, why can't it work like a credit card? Because it just occurred to me that every day when I walk into, you know, the local restaurant or Starbucks or the grocery store, and I swipe my card for payment, I leave with my groceries. Publix actually gets paid that day. When I gave them my card, they got paid. Right. And it's not a loan, and it's not factoring, and it's not, you know, this expensive money. They got paid immediately. And if I don't pay my Amex bill, that's not their problem.
Right.
And so I just thought, why is there not a solution like that for B2B? You know, for those of us that are not selling to consumers that are carrying credit cards, but for those of us that are selling to other businesses or doing government contracting. And so that's really what Now Account is. It feels exactly like taking a credit card. So our customers wake up one day, and instead of waiting 60 days to get paid, they get paid in 2 days.
Wow.
Immediately. It just feels like they took a credit card and they have no debt. And they don't owe anybody anything, and they don't have, you know, this high interest rates on, you know, financing vehicles, which allows them to just explode their business. They can take that big order. They can, you know, go after that big contract. And so, you know, my favorite stories are not mine. I just feel like we're the enabler.
Right.
I mean, what we're doing is cool, but what our clients do is way cooler, because we're helping them do what they do.
You don't have to name any names, but are there one or two recent stories where you saw this kind of situation, you were able to educate and get them set up, and now you're seeing the results?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, our results are so immediate. You know, we have one client that is in the textiles business. They install carpeting for office buildings. Mm-hmm. And what they realized is that when they're buying these products, you know, they have to buy the raw materials, and they're typically buying from pretty big companies, like all Georgia companies, right? Shaw and Interface Carpets and all these folks. And as a small business, you don't have the same sort of buying power that your big competitors do.
Right.
But these companies will often offer discounts if you'll pay them in 5 days. This particular client had a big line of credit with his bank, but he was really nervous about drawing on a line to pay his supplier faster, because then if his customer took longer, he'd be sideways with the bank, and you do not want to be sideways with your bank.
No, you do not.
And so using Now Account allowed him to get paid immediately on a couple of his accounts so that he could turn around and pay his supplier in 5 days, and he took a 3% discount. Well, we charge a flat 2.5% fee, so he just made money.
All right, so you've built this thing where you have the economies of scale or the whiz bang software or whatever, where this is a 2%.
It's a flat 2.5% fee. So if you took, if your customer paid you by credit card, you'd probably pay more than that. It's between 2.5% and 4%.
Well, I can tell you we do, because we do some stuff by credit card.
Yeah.
All right. I want to get Ryan in this conversation, if you don't mind, for a particular reason. Ryan does a great deal of work here for the Business Radio X network. He hosts shows, but he's also an entrepreneur. And we won't do anything and get into your private matters or anything, but as I understand
it... Oh, come on, that would be fun.
Yeah,
all right, let's get into your process.
Break it out.
But aren't you and a couple of your buddies, you're starting a business around that involves government contracting, doesn't it?
That's correct. Going after government procurement opportunities and government service type contracts, particularly for service-disabled, veteran-owned small businesses. Set-asides. Yep. Government welfare for business, basically.
Right.
And so tell us why the need for someone have money up front when going in to deal with the government?
Right. Well, you know, it's somewhat ironic that our government has been very forward thinking in terms of, you mentioned set asides, but, you know, almost every government, whether it's the federal government, whether it's state, local government, they do have programs to incentivize more business purchasing from small businesses, particularly, as you mentioned, service-disabled veterans, women-owned businesses, minority-owned businesses, disadvantaged businesses. And that's a huge opportunity. I mean, there is so much money left on the table that small businesses don't go after to do this work for the government. But here's the irony. On one hand, the government has these programs to do more business with small businesses. On the other hand, just because of the large, you know, sort of bureaucracy that any government has, you will always get paid in way more than 30 or 60 days. So as a small business, you can get the contract, but now you have to deliver on the contract. And when a small business fails to deliver, it's not because they woke up one morning and forgot how to do their trade. They didn't forget how to lay drywall.
Right.
The reason they can't deliver is because they're not getting paid fast enough to pay their people. So if you're a contractor and you've got to do some work for the government, you have to hire people to do the work. It could be subs or it could be direct hires. I have come to discover, and I know this will shock you, but people like to be paid every 2 weeks. They don't like to be paid net 90, right? And so if you've got a contract with the government and you're not going to get paid for 60 days, even though the government does have quick pay programs where they say, you know, they have to pay in 15 days of invoice approval.
That's right. The invoice may take 60 days or more to process.
The catch.
Right. Oh, it may not just be a service contract. It may be simply, I have 100 microphones that I want to sell to the government. Well, I got to go out and buy those microphones, and then I got to ship those microphones, and then I got to make sure they're packaged to government specifications. There's a lot of bureaucracy and red tape, but having that capital to kind of be able to do business up front really helps with the government.
And even businesses that pay on time. I mean, the government is not trying to hurt small business. It's just, you got to remember, you buy those microphones, you package them, you ship them, they arrive at a loading dock somewhere. Someone's got to open the box and check and make sure that they're okay, right? And that one's not damaged. Somebody's then got to approve that invoice and match it up to the purchase order that they had sent you. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen overnight. It just takes a long time. And so even companies that are quick payers, that's still way more than 30 days. And very few small businesses have the ability to buy their raw materials, pay their people, and then wait 30 days, unless you have just a ton of money sitting in the bank. And even if you do, quite honestly, that's not where you want to spend your money. I mean, you want your money to go into growing your business, not into funding the government for 60 days.
That's right.
It should be the other way around. So, you know, it's amazing to me. I meet businesses all the time. In fact, you mentioned microphones. I met this one small business owner, and he installs like theater systems in people's homes. Not mine, but some people must have nice theaters. And I said to him, wow, do you do that for businesses? Because I know our business, you know, we install like in our boardroom or in our meeting room, we've got flat screen TVs and some, you know, audio video equipment. Or the government. And he said, oh, well, I don't do work for commercial because it takes too long to get paid. And I thought, here you are, a minority-owned business that does great work, but you're limiting yourself. You have this great residential business, and you could have a great commercial business, but Smartly so, you've just stayed out of that because you knew it would kill you. And with Now Account, he could go after that business. But, you know, there's a funny story that we just had in the last couple of weeks. And this is actually a great local business, which I'll talk about. It's called Sifted, and they do lunch for small, fast-growing companies. So, like with our business, we have a lot of people that are sitting there every day processing payments. For them to get up and go find lunch, even though we've got lots of restaurants around us, means they got to step away from their desk, walk somewhere, get lunch. So they're out of the office for at least an hour, if not more. And that hurts productivity, right? And it's kind of frustrating. And then you just end up getting unhealthy food. And so this wonderful local business, two great women entrepreneurs, started a business where they have a chef and they will come every day and deliver us lunch that we can eat right in our office. And it didn't come from restaurants. It's all homemade. It's great. But, you know, it's interesting. When I first met them and they showed us the contract, like a lot of service contracts, you know, they invoice it the first of the month or the first of the quarter for the following month or the following quarter. And of course, my response was, well, I don't really want to pay today for lunch that I'm going to get later in the month or later in the quarter. And not surprisingly, you know, their response is, look, well, we can't invoice every day. That would be ideal, right? Well, you pay for something when you get it. But, and we can't float you for 30 days or 90 days. So we have to invoice up front. And so I had this flashback, and this is going to age me, of the Life cereal commercial with Mikey. Because what I realized is I don't want to pay for it up front. They don't want to pay for it up front. Nobody wants to pay for it up front. So let's just give it to Now Account. It's like having the Life, it's like having Life cereal. Give it to Mikey. He'll take it. Because what I realized is that's the role we play, is your customer doesn't want to pay faster because they need their cash. You don't want to wait 60 days. And instead of going out and borrowing money to do that, why not just get rid of AR altogether? Why not just give it to Now Account? Because it's exactly what the credit card does. Publix, so I'll tell you my crazy vision. In the next 5 to 10 years, I want to create a world that has zero accounts receivable.
I love it.
I want to create a world where somebody walks in and looks at an old set of books from a business and says, isn't that interesting? Accounts receivable. I've never seen that before. Why do they have that?
Yeah. It's in a museum now.
It's a museum. I'm going to put accounts receivable in the museum. And, you know, when I say that, most people I know think that I'm a sandwich short of a picnic. But the reality is that world exists today. And I'll tell you where you can find it. If you went to Lenox Mall tonight at 10 o'clock when all the stores have closed, find me $1 of AR. You wouldn't. There's no AR there. It's not even on any of their balance sheets because they got paid for every single item that left that store that day. Mm-hmm. Now, you and I have a ton of accounts payable because I haven't paid my Amex bill yet this month. And so you can create that world if you take the AR off the balance sheet of the small business and put it into something like a Now Account, which is funded through the capital markets, as opposed to shifting it back and forth to your customers like Mikey on the Life commercial.
It makes so much sense.
All right, so is Now Account your company, is the risk getting shifted or part of the risk getting shifted? Does that mean that in the process, you've got to vet us as a business? How is all that? Because it almost sounds too good to be true, I got to say.
It does, doesn't it? And yes. I thought the same thing. You know, okay. When I first came up with the idea, I had somebody one time say, listen, I'm from New York. And I thought, well, that's great. Me too. This sounds way too good to be true. And it only sounds too good to be true, sadly, because we as small business owners have come to accept the fact that we should wait 30 days to get paid. Really, on time should be day zero. I give you product, you give me money. That's the way commerce is supposed to work. It's the way it works when I go to breakfast. And so because we've come to think that getting paid in 30 days is getting paid on time, day zero or day two sounds crazy, but it's really not.
Right.
And it's not for retailers. They get paid in 2 days. But yeah, I mean, we are taking the risk. And so when a small business applies for a Now account, it takes about 2 minutes. You just give us your business name, your business address, the state you're organized in, the year you were formed, and the type of entity, like are you a C Corp or an LLC? And with that information, we can ping a database to see if you have a qualifying score. It's not your typical D&B score. We can approve 65% of the businesses in the United States. And here in Georgia, we can approve 85%. And so once you have a Now account, you choose when to use it. You tell us which customer you want to get paid Now with. Your customer doesn't have to do anything different. They go about their business the way they always have. They get an invoice the way they always have. They pay it when they feel like it. They make the check out to you, but it happens to go to our PO box. Mm-hmm. So we're able to do that because we have aggregated, for example, we have a massive insurance policy.
Okay.
And that's not anything rocket science. And I know because I am one. Insurance has been around for hundreds of years. It's just that small businesses can't afford to buy it. And so we have aggregated things like that. That's just one piece, but we've aggregated a number of things to help protect our risk because we're assuming all of our clients' risk.
So you just went by that very fast, but did I hear you say, I know because I am one,
yeah.
And you were referring to rocket scientists?
I am. I have a degree in aerospace engineering from Georgia Tech.
Of course, of course.
How did I let that get by me?
Yes, I don't. It's not on the dossier here.
But you know what? It makes sense, right? Because my focus, when I was an aerospace engineer, my whole focus was fluid dynamics. So getting things to flow smoothly, that's how planes fly. Now I'm all about cash flow.
Right.
It's the same thing.
Makes perfect sense.
Right? Everyone always says cash is king, but I think flow is queen.
Yeah.
Because if it doesn't flow, it doesn't matter. My cash in your account is doing me no good.
Well, I've got, okay, so let's continue with this, how it's going to help me, maybe my new small business and the government. I see that order out there, but it's for 100,000 microphones.
Yep.
And this is for a $250,000 contract.
Right.
Can you help me?
Absolutely.
So there's no limit to how much.
We can help you now. We don't even do later.
And so I've already applied. It took me 2 minutes to apply.
Yep.
Right. And I see this order. All right. And so I fill out my proposal. I submit it. But where does the government see that this is a Now account? Are they already registered?
So no, the government actually wouldn't see Now account. They don't need to ever see it. That's your tool that you're using to get paid. Now, I will tell you that especially with government contracting, our clients will often ask us to write them a letter that they can give to the contracting agent at the government that shows that they do have a Now account because it's like a good housekeeping seal.
I see.
So a lot of times our clients, like we have one client that does work in the transportation business, and he was given a small piece of a large contract. Once he started using Now account, he went to that agency and said, look, I have a Now account. I can put $1 million on that at any one time. So over the course of the year, I can do about $8 million worth of transactions and I'm getting paid immediately.
That's great.
And the agency said, well, shoot, we'll give you a bigger contract then.
Because that's part of what they're worried about, right?
They're worried about getting delivered.
Love these two women, but can they really do what I need them to do? Or I like this guy, this vet who's got this, but they really...
But can they deliver? Because at the end of the day, if you can't deliver, they've lost money and time, right? They now have to go find somebody else. They got to vet it again. They got to put it out for bid again. And so a lot of our clients will take that letter to the government and say, look, I've got this tool. So rest assured, I will be able to deliver because I'm going to get paid in 2 days.
That's right.
And so that just gives you the confidence to go after some of those projects that you might have looked at and said, ooh, I'm going to do that.
Right. And then you begin to do more of these. You create a good standing with the government. They want to give you more business.
Right.
And if there's no ceiling to what Now account could do for you, then what's the limit amount of money? The government itself is a $9 trillion. Dollar business every year, $9 trillion, the largest contractor in the world.
Absolutely.
And so why not do business with them? But doing business is confusing.
Right.
It takes a lot of money to get started. And then once you find these lanes of opportunities, then the money comes into play.
Right.
And then for a small business owner who's maybe first starting out as an entrepreneur, it can be very, very overwhelming.
Well, and it's interesting because you're right with the government. You know, most people get really starry-eyed about all those zeros. And I always say, you know, get your foot in the door. Do one small contract first. Usually you're going to be a sub to start. Mm-hmm. But maybe if you have a disadvantaged status, you can get a direct award. But do that small project and show that you can deliver. Because once you've shown that you can deliver, you're right. The world becomes your oyster and you can now go after all these other zeros. But if that's going to put you out of business, you'll be one and done. The government is not going to let you, if you fail on the first project or you're late or you're over budget or you don't deliver.
Get that first one right, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's like sports. You'll be one and done and you're out.
I've heard recently there's over 600,000 businesses registered to do business with the government, the federal government alone, but there's only about 150,000 actively of that 600,000 doing business.
Yeah,
so that goes to show you, everybody wants to do it. It's hard to do, but getting in there is not just enough either. You've got to continually, and the capital part is where you come in. It sounds like it's so easy for anyone signing up with
you. It is easy, and it's really, I see now as a building block. I don't think it is the silver bullet that solves every problem your business is ever going to have. I think that if you have a healthy, growing business, you should use different types of capital at different times for different uses, and you just have to get the match right. Mm-hmm. But you're right. If you start with a now account and you can take on significantly larger and larger accounts or projects, what you'll find is your balance sheet actually gets stronger when you use us. Because think about it, you will have a lot of cash. You'll have no AR, right? We got rid of that. And you have no liability. There's no debt on your balance sheet. So when you're ready to perhaps you're taking on larger and larger clients, and now let's use your microfilms. Mm-hmm. Maybe now you have to start holding inventory because you're doing such large projects. Well, you may need to go to the bank and get a loan to build out a warehouse space or to buy some equipment to store your inventory or to finance your inventory. You'll be able to do that so much easier if you have a now account because your balance sheet's going to look better. So the bank's going to look at that and say, you know what? I'll make you that loan. And more importantly, we actually have a client that just recently, he has grown so much and he's had an SBA loan for a while. But you have to remember, SBA loans come with personal guarantees, which means your house, everything is on the line. Because of now account, he's built up so much cash in his business. He can get a loan now without his personal guarantee. And that is every business person's goal. Mm-hmm. Because until you get to that point, that is not a business loan. That is a personal loan to your business.
Better believe
right.
I mean, you can call it whatever you want, but when your personal finances are on the line, you lose sleep every night. I mean, you may claim you don't, but you do. And when you can get to that point where the bank looks at your business and says, you know what, I'll make a loan to the business and I don't need your personal guarantee because you've got such strong balance sheet, that's when you know you've arrived. And so, now account to me is one of those tools that helps you get to arrive to where you can use these other tools to your advantage. It's interesting you mention government contracting. On February 8th, we are doing a really interesting webinar, and I'll have to send you the information. You can go to, I think if you go to our Facebook page, which is Now Account on Facebook, you'll see a posting for some webinars. We do webinars every Wednesday at 2:00, and they're just different topics. So last week we talked about how to Uberize your business. But on the 8th, we're doing one with this fascinating woman about government contracting, and she is an expert on setting up your QuickBooks, your accounting package, so that you can maximize your profit on government contracts. Oh. The reason she's doing this is she found us on LinkedIn or something, and she called me and said, do you realize that because Now Account is a merchant service and you're not a loan or a factor, your merchant service fees are allowable expenses on a government contract. And so it actually helps you to grow your profit on that work. So she's going to talk about profitability of government contracts.
Great. Right. And it's when there's a webinar.
It's Wednesday, February the 8th at 2:00.
And then we'll be recorded and you can go back
and use it
later.
Okay. Yeah. So if you on Facebook, there's a link to like an Eventbrite site to just sign up for it. If you register for it, hopefully you can join us, but if you can't, you get the recording.
So are you looking for more small businesses, more entrepreneurs to kind of call you up? How are you out there meeting them on a day-to-day basis?
So absolutely. I want to change the economy. So we're going to have to do that one small business at a time. But the way we meet small businesses is typically through our partners. Because of what you said earlier, that it sounds too good to be true, if I stood out on the street corner with brochures, I would look like a strangely dressed used car salesman. But if you hear about, so it matters who you hear about us from. You know, obviously the fact that I'm on this illustrious radio show gives great credibility.
Of course.
And
yes.
So you should just sign up.
That's right.
But, you know, some of our partners are credit unions. We work with credit unions around the country that, you know, are really focused on helping small businesses grow. We work with chambers of commerce. So here in Georgia, the Georgia Chamber, the, you know, Metro Atlanta Chamber, DeKalb, Gwinnett. You know, all these chambers are trying to find any and all tools to help
and referring small businesses. You to these small businesses
yeah,
that they
or
know.
Just let them know that we yeah. exist. You know, most people don't, there's not a long, complicated sale. It takes about 2 minutes and you can get started. We also work with companies like Coca-Cola. So the Coca-Cola company has a Now account. If you go to coca-cola.nowaccount.com, they offer this tool to their suppliers. Again, they right. want to spend more money with service-disabled veterans.
Correct.
And
small businesses everywhere.
Absolutely. And, you know, Coca-Cola's brand stands for, you know, diversity and happiness. Mm-hmm. And so they really want to do more business with small businesses. And likewise, we work with MARTA here in town, the Atlanta Airport.
Great.
Out in Denver, we work with the U.S. Department of Transportation. So, you know, a lot of these folks are really doing their darndest, you know, working with SBA and others to give more work to small businesses. As you pointed out earlier, first of all, you got to sign up to even be eligible.
Yes.
But once you get the project, Now Account's the tool that helps you grow to the next bigger
right,
project.
Right. And then not just one website where you go and sign up. You know, if you want to do business with the government, there's about right. six or eight different information from your background yeah. to your business status and all this. And then, you know, 10 days here, wait a month here, get fit. And then finally you're ready to do some business. And then you got to worry about the money
right,
part.
Right. Then you have to worry about the money. And, you know, Now Account is not something that you sign up and use once. I mean, if you have a sort of event-driven or episodic issue, you know, that's what loans are for. I have to go buy a piece of equipment, go get a loan. I have right. to go, you know, build up some equipment, go get a loan. But Now Account is one of those tools that you use every day and you use it when it makes sense for you. Just like, you know, if you walk into a restaurant, they take credit cards. It's just one way to get paid. And it works nicely with all your other tools. So, you know, it's something that you would do on an ongoing basis.
That's great.
All right. So now that you've designed this Jim Jammy rocket and you got this thing going and you're in pursuit of this dream, have some competitors started to surface? Some people trying to do some of the same kind of thing? And if so, have you been able to yeah. differentiate and stay ahead of them? Or?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Anytime somebody says they have no competition, you should just, you know, chuckle because that's never true.
Right.
If it is, it means they found a very non-interesting business nobody else wants to be in. But what's interesting about us is I would say when we started the business, because it's not a new product, it's a whole new category, and that has its own challenges. You know, we're still trying to educate people that there could even be a way to get paid immediately without taking on loans and factoring. And so we started the business, we've, you know, really focused on defining the category. When we started, I would have told you that our competition was small businesses trying to do this in-house. So what's interesting is our 2.5% fee is not an incremental cost. It actually saves you money.
Mm-hmm.
Because most businesses, the way they manage this trade credit is they do it internally. They have a part-time bookkeeper. They have Friday morning. And they don't religiously get their invoices out on time. And they don't, you know, set it up where it matches their PO. And so a lot of the reason why it takes so long to get paid is that small businesses have a hard time working with big companies. It's complicated.
It is very
Let me
complicated.
Validate what you just said, and I don't want you to lose your train of thought, but as early as this morning, I came in, there's an invoice that should have gone out in December, and one of our approaches to all this is we do a lot of our stuff where we require that we do get paid up front,
right.
which should not be our only option. And so I got the invoice together. I asked our bookkeeper to get it to. I apologized to both the client and the bookkeeper. I copied the client in on it and said, hey, this isn't your fault or the client's. This is on me. I should have asked you to do this back in December. And I mean, 30 seconds later, I get a note from the client. I'm ready to pay. Okay. But even when you, it's not just if you have a slow paying client, a client who's ready to pay, you get some bonehead like me. I got, you know, a dozen things on my mind. I'm going to do a show in a little bit, right?
Yeah.
In a New York minute, I would have been happy to get this all done back in October when we sold the business for the 2.5% and everybody wins.
Well, so, and you're right, because the one thing that small business owners lack more than money is time. And so we are flying from one thing to another. We should have a like a recovery group for small businesses where we all admit, you know, yes, I have failed to send an invoice on time. Or yes, I've failed to follow up and do status calls. Or yes, I have failed to, you know, I mean, we've all done it. And the other thing is small businesses don't have the intelligence to make good credit decisions. I remember when I started my children's product business, Nourish, going to our first trade show at America's Mart. And I remember sitting there and, you know, people were coming up and they're ordering product and I am like on cloud nine, right? I mean, I just can vision product flying off the shelf because people are placing these orders. And at the time, people would come up and say, well, will you offer me credit or do I have to pay you with a credit card? Well, of course, they didn't want to pay with a credit card. They wanted an invoice. You know how I made that decision? It's totally made it up, right? Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, and in my mind, I'm thinking, well, I've heard of that store. Well, they must be good, but you
seems
know,
like
you
a
and
nice
I had
guy.
Heard about Sports Authority.
Right. Where are they now?
And so, you know, a lot of the challenge is we don't have the time or the intelligence to make good decisions like that. And so just like when you walk into a restaurant, that restaurateur does not have the time to decide that Laura is good for the $50 that he's going to wait and let me pay versus, you know, Jane is not. And with Now Account, you don't have to make those decisions anymore. You just put it on your Now Account. We pay you immediately. And so you now are freed to have the time to go do your show and go sell your next product and go do, you know, whatever else it is you need to do to run your business. So, you know, our initial competition, which is still true today, is people who are trying to do it themselves. And mm-hmm. you're funding it on your own balance sheet and you're taking all the risk and you're paying a part-time bookkeeper to figure it out. As we continue to grow, you know, it's interesting. You would think, for example, that banks would be our competition because, well, if they have a Now Account, they don't need the loan. But it's actually the opposite because when our clients use Now Account, they grow so fast, they actually grow their loans. They go need it. They need a loan they didn't need before. Their existing loan grows 3x in less than a year because they're growing so fast, they need more capacity. So people who we initially thought might view us as competition have actually come to be some of our best partners. You know, will other people come into this market? I hope so. It's a $1 trillion market. Right. I think it will always look different. I mean, we have filed patents on how we manage our risk and how we've set this up. But at the end of the day, there is so much need for small businesses and everyone's need is different. And so, you know, I think we will see more and more folks. I mean, there's plenty of people competing in lending, right? You've got all these alternative lenders.
Sure.
You've got lots of people out there doing factoring. Everyone's trying to help the small business with capital. That at the end of the day, we're all trying to do that. It's just, you know, my approach is to do it in a way that doesn't have debt or liabilities like factoring does.
We feel the same way about radio. And yeah. we think it's great if other people are out there trying to genuinely serve business communities and business owners. And there's a lot of different ways right. to do it. And we feel like that we all win when we get
to,
and there's more than enough work out there. There's a tremendous amount of work out there. And as some of these new media companies come into existence, sometimes they have great ideas and we could learn from them.
Yeah.
And it sounds like you have that same
philosophy.
We
do. And, you know, it's so, I'll tell you what's been maybe the most heartening to me in the last year. For years, our clients had been asking to meet each other. And for the longest time, I couldn't figure out why the concrete block mold manufacturer wanted to meet the marketing company. And number two, I didn't have any time to figure that out. But, you know, we finally this year started the Now Network where we bring our clients together.
Oh, wow.
If they're in Atlanta, we actually do physical events.
Really?
And it's great. We'll have them all come over. Sometimes we'll do it by industry. So government contractors, or sometimes we'll do anybody related to construction, or, you know, sometimes it'll be professional services like consultants and staffing companies and IT services and marketing firms. And sometimes it's just everybody. But what's amazing is, you know, we do these events sort of 4 to 6. People will show up at 3. Not because we misprinted it on our invitation,
ready to go.
But because, well, in some cases, they met each other at the last event and now they're coming early to talk to each other. I mean, they're telling us sort of talk amongst yourselves. We've got this. And they're partnering together to go after bids on big contracts. They're doing work for each other. And what we discovered is, you know, it's really lonely to be a small business owner. Because you mess things up every day. We all do.
Right.
You don't want to let people know that. right? So you sort of say it to yourself. You certainly don't want to tell your employees that you messed up and you forgot to send the invoice out. That's why nobody's getting paid. But we all do it. And I think, I know it's sad that we take comfort in other people having the same pain we do, but it really does feel better, doesn't it? I mean, it's really
especially the competition.
Sad. That's right. But what's been interesting is to see people who are competitors and they are in the same industry, but they're coming together and they are, you know, looking at ways to grow their businesses and they're learning from each other. And the market is such a huge opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when we have a business that for whatever reason doesn't qualify for a Now account, we are happy to give them suggestions on, you know, look, this there's other things that may just be a better match for what you're doing right now.
All right. So I want to dive back into, as I promised myself early in the conversation, learning a little bit about how you've managed double growth annually, 2X growth annually. And I suspect part of it is you've taken advantage of some of these things that you've learned about how to how money flows. But any other insight you could offer me personally and our listeners on managing growth would be
great. Well, I'll tell you, it'd be great if Now Account could use a Now Account. But sadly, it doesn't work that way. You know, I think the key to managing growth that fast is people. And there's no substitute for that. A couple of years ago, we brought in a CFO, Archie Jones, who had been with a business that had grown and, you know, ultimately sold to IBM for billions of dollars. And what he brought to the table was not only just an amazing personality, an amazing leadership style, but he also brought the knowledge and the experience of what that felt like. And I think so many of us underestimate the people side of growing 2X a year. I mean, it's great to look at the zeros and put a pro forma together and say, oh, look, you know, I'm going to draw the hockey stick up and to the right that just takes off. But you got to remember, if the business takes off without your people, it's going to crash and burn pretty quick. And so, you know, we have spent a lot of time including our team because, you know, a couple of years ago, we were less than five people. Now we're almost 30. And so, you know, making sure that the people that are there are growing within the business as well as bringing new people in. We try to have like tomorrow, every Tuesday, I am in meetings all day with every single person on the team through in small business groups. And we go through every piece of what's going on. I think you also have to include your outside people, which are your clients and your partners. And so we are actually just getting ready. In the next 6 weeks, we will be launching the new sort of upgraded Now account. And it's going to be faster, it's going to be easier, and it's going to be more flexible. And so before we do that, you know, we're spending a lot of time getting our internal team on board with, you know, where the upgrades are going to be and how that's going to work. We're going to spend the next couple of weeks with our partners, getting them up to speed on everything. And then all of the upgrades are actually feedback that our clients gave us. So sometimes when you're growing that fast, you stop listening. You know, you get so focused on driving.
What an important lesson.
And God gave you two ears and one mouth for a reason.
Of those original five employees, are they still around?
Yes.
All five of them?
Yes.
How have you managed their growth professionally and you know, towards compensation or where they want to be 5, 10 years down the road, either with the company or on their own?
Well, I think, to be honest, I think it's easier with those first five than for maybe the next 10. So if you had asked me of the first 15, are they all there? No, they're not. And so, you know, the first people that come together, assuming you've picked kind of your right partners and that you all have sort of the same vision, there's a history and an excitement that builds up. I think where it gets harder is when your team starts to grow beyond sort of who can sit around the immediate table. And so they're sort of one degree removed from you. And then as you're growing fast, they're the ones that tend to get less communication or they don't get to communicate with you as directly as they used to. And honestly, some of the folks we left, it was the right thing for them and for us, because I think there are people who do a great job at a certain stage of a company, but they don't do a good job at a different stage of the company. And that includes me. I mean, I'll tell you right now, I'm great at building companies. If you were to stick me in a company that was like huge and stable, I would be awful. I mean, I would change stuff just for the heck of it.
Yeah, make it you know? More interesting.
That's right. That's why I would stir the pot when it didn't need to be stirred. Yeah. So, you know, I think most of us have kind of a phase of growth that we're really good at or our skills are really a good match for. And for some people, you know, they come in and they sort of play that role and then they move on to play that role elsewhere. And, you know, those that do want to continue to grow and move into different roles, it's mostly about listening.
And you're listening every week with everyone on the board.
Yep.
And you're listening, and they're listening to you about your vision and,
yep.
and having you reinforce the new ideas,
yep.
the next thing, and the next, you know, webinar, how is it going to be presented? So that's really good to probably yeah. kind of settle down each week. And then is, you know, 5 years from now, where are you going to be?
Oh, Lord. We're going to be doing billions of dollars of transactions.
Wow.
We're going to have put AR in a museum, and then the economy.
Well, that's a clear vision, Stone. How many times we talk to people who the vision is we just want to be larger, or we're just looking to grow the business, maybe
right.
a new market or something. But she knows. Yeah. I mean, just right off the top of her head,
exactly
this is what I want.
Where we're going to be.
Love it.
And, you know, the U.S. economy is going to look very different. I think small businesses are going to continue to be the largest part of our economy. And hopefully we become their fuel, right? So we're not doing what they do. We're helping them do what they do better.
So this is exactly why we keep inviting you back, because I could go on with this conversation for another 2 hours. It's time to wrap. I want to make sure that our listeners know how to get in touch with you
yeah.
or someone on your team. So website or whatever
yeah.
other coordinates. And these webinars, are some of them open to everyone?
They are open. They're every Wednesday at 2:00. And I can get you the...
Well, I'm thinking we'll post whatever you
yeah.
feel like is appropriate
sure.
in the archives. When we post this, I'd like to give
sure.
these people as much access as they can
yep.
to learn about
it. The
your
one
work.
We're doing this Wednesday, I know, is called, it's about business credit. Do you know you have a business score? And did you know you need one? Because very few people know they actually have business credit scores. Most people
I
think.
Didn't. So the answer yeah, for me is no on the first one.
And oh, absolutely. When I speak to a group of people, less than 5% know they have a business credit score. And it's very different than your personal score. So people will come to Now Account a lot and say, well, I've had this business for 3 years. I have a great FICO score. I have a great personal, you know, D&B score. But what they don't realize is they have zero business credit score because they used their personal Amex when they started the company mm-hmm. and they never established the business separate. So we're just going to, our webinars don't last more than 20 minutes. We give some great insights on, this week it'll be about establishing and maintaining great business credit. The next week, I know we've got one on the 8th about government contracting and, I'm not sure what's in between there.
All right. Yeah. So we'll find out. And then just website to
yeah.
go and learn more or reach out and talk to somebody on your team.
Sure. What's you that? Can go to either www.nowaccount.com, one word, or nowcorp.com.
Well, thank you so much
thank
for coming back.
Thank you for having me.
What a fun way to invest a Monday morning, huh?
Absolutely. This has been enjoyable.
All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton. For Ryan Redhawk McPherson, our guest this morning, Laura Hodgson with Now Corporation, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family, saying we'll see you next time on Atlanta Business Radio.